Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Central and Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Governor Kathy Hochul wants to build more housing across New York State, and she believes new houses and apartments within walking distance of train stations are key to that plan. As reported on Newsday.com, Hochul set a goal of 800,000 new housing units in the next decade in her State of the State address earlier this month, and said her plan is laser-focused on what's known as transit-oriented development. In doing so, she highlighted Long Island and Westchester for lagging behind other U.S. suburbs in approving new housing. Quote, "Our investments in our world-class commuter lines have connected more people to jobs and created vibrant downtowns," Hochul, a Democrat, said in the speech. "That's why it makes so much sense to build new housing in those same areas." But Republican Long Island lawmakers lined up to defeat Hochul's plan last week over objections to the way the state would increase its control over approving new development. As quoted in Newsday, "We all agree that we have an affordable housing problem," said Republican State Senator Dean Murray, whose district office is in Patchogue, which has received praise for its downtown revitalization. "What we don't agree on is how to fix it. We believe keeping it local for very real reasons is the way to go." Hochul's plan gives local governments 3 years to rezone the area within 1/2 mile of MTA rail stations, including the Long Island Railroad, to allow 25 housing units per acre unless they already meet that target. The initiative is part of a push for transit-oriented development or the creation of mixed-use buildings near transit operations. Matt Pascucci knows firsthand how daunting it can be to pick a career at a young age. Growing up in Hicksville, Long Island, he thought he would work in law enforcement before taking a different path to becoming an executive in a field that did not yet exist, cybersecurity. Grandpa Pan reports on Newsday.com that Pascucci, 41, whose career began with information technology internships as a teenager and other speakers at the first Long Island STEM Hub Career Conversations event Saturday at Cradle of Aviation Museum, told a dozens of students in attendance that it's never too early to think about a career in technology. Through learning opportunities and networking, the next generation can also make the leap into one of the growing science, technology, engineering, and math-related careers already offered on Long Island, they said. Michael Nizich, director of the Entrepreneurship and Technology Innovation Center and adjunct computer science professor at Information Technology, who helped assemble the in-panel Saturday, said one of the biggest mistakes students make in not pursuing a STEM path is thinking that they're not good at math or science and therefore not qualified, but they should pursue it. Sag Harbor Village Mayor Jim LaRocca says a decision released this past Friday by the New York State Public Service Commission is a small victory in the village's effort to wrest control of the National Grid gas ball parking lot from the grip of developer Adam Potter's 11 Bridge Street LLC. Stephen J. Coates reports on 27East.com that the PSC, while not issuing a final ruling, did determine that Sag Harbor Village's objection to the 99-year lease Potter obtained for the property, quote, requires further review and the commission's written consent. That's important, the mayor said, because in cases it considers minor, the commission delegates the decision-making to its staff. The commission said it would continue to accept comments at its website until March 6th. Warming waters tied to increasing summer heat waves have led to a reduction of dissolved oxygen in the Peconic Bay and other estuaries, with catastrophic effects for the bay scallop, a new paper concludes. While researchers have been examining a range of potential factors in the Peconic Bay scallop die-offs for the past 4 years, including parasites, algal blooms, and predators, the consistent trend through that time has been higher water temperatures and a corresponding reduction in oxygen levels. Those factors have stressed bay scallops during the summer spawning season, putting them further at risk. Mark Harrington reports on Newsday.com that a new paper by top Stony Brook University professors in the journal Global Change Biology formalizes the findings. A summer heat wave that lasted for just over a week in 2020, for instance, coincided with repeated episodes of lower dissolved oxygen, stressing the scallops, according to Christopher Gobler and Stephen Tomasetti of Stony Brook University's School of Marine and Atmospheric Sciences. They found extreme summer temperatures becoming more frequent under climate change exacerbate the vulnerability of bay scallops to environmental stress and have played a role in the recurrent population crashes. Quote, the last three or four summers have been warmer than in the past, particularly around the time the scallops are spawning, Gobler said in a Newsday interview Thursday. Their research covers trends along the northeast coast to Massachusetts, an area that Gobler said is seeing outsized impacts from climate change. Dr. Christopher Gobler says solutions to the problem are still being considered. Stony Brook has seen strains of bay scallops that are resistant to certain parasites, and Gobler said it's possible those with greater resistance to warming temperatures could be identified. But he added, this is a climate change issue, and the climate is going to continue to change. As the 2023 race for Suffolk County Executive begins to unfold, county Democratic leaders are touting their support for David Calhoun. But the Republican field is wide open, with several elected officials saying they are interested in the job. Vera Chinesi reports on Newsday.com that Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone, a Democrat first elected in 2011, has reached his term limit and cannot run again this year. Calhoun, 49, of East Setauket, has worked as a federal and state prosecutor and serves as chairman of the Suffolk County Planning Commission. He also is a former trustee of the Long Island Power Authority. Calhoun announced his candidacy in July. Quote, the Suffolk County Democrats, along with every single town committee, are supporting Dave Calhoun, and we're excited about him, said Keith Davies, a spokesman for the Suffolk County Democratic Committee. Some Republicans are expressing hope that former Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from Shirley, will run after his strong showing on Long Island in the New York governor's race in November. In Suffolk County, Zeldin beat Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, by over 65,000 votes, according to the State Board of Elections. How he performed on Long Island last November in the race for governor shows that Lee Zeldin, at this moment, is the Republican Party's strongest candidate by far for county executive, said Lawrence Levy, executive dean of Hofstra University's National Center for Suburban Studies. Levy said, if Lee Zeldin decides to run for county executive, a lot of Republicans will probably not make a go of it. The Southold Town Board is likely to put a proposal for a moratorium on battery energy storage facilities up for a public hearing in February, said board members at their January 17th work session. That was last week. The moratorium would be designed to give the town of Southold a chance to develop siting and safety guidelines for the facilities. Several potential developers of battery energy storage systems, known in the industry as BESS, are trying to lock up land in lease options, said Southold Town Supervisor Scott Russell at the work session. Once they've signed a lease option away, they're stuck with living with it. That's a little unfair to them. They have a right to know whether to enter a lease. In addition to a hotly contested application by Key Capture Energy in Cutchogue, currently before the Southold Town's Planning and Zoning Boards, Supervisor Russell said both Hawkeye Energy and Blue Wave Solar are considering building BESS systems on the North Fork. The Southold Town Board could introduce legislation for the moratorium as soon as its next meeting, January 31st, in anticipation of holding a public hearing in February. There's a growing tremendous interest in battery energy storage systems, said Supervisor Russell, adding that the systems are considered an essential component to storing renewable energy. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.